Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're doing a deep dive into one of the most dominant companies in the world, Microsoft. It's a name that's been around for decades, but it's also been at the absolute center of the AI revolution. And right now, there's a lot of buzz. The stock just popped over 5% in a single day on news of a massive AI run rate, a huge Pentagon contract, and the market is starting to ask, is Microsoft the new steel of the Magnificent Seven? We're going to break down the business, the numbers, the risks, and what this could mean for your portfolio over the next 5 years. Let's get into it. So where does Microsoft stand right now? As of late May 2026, the stock is trading around $450 per share, with a market cap hovering near $3.3 trillion. That makes it one of the largest companies on the planet, and it's up over 8% in the last week alone. The one-year performance has been a bit choppy, down about 2.5%, but over 5 years, shareholders have seen returns of over 80%. That's not too shabby for a company that's been around since 1975. The tech sector overall has been strong, and Microsoft's industry, software, infrastructure, has been particularly resilient. But the big story here is the AI tailwind and the massive cloud growth that's driving this machine forward. For anyone who's been living under a rock, Microsoft Corporation develops, licenses, and supports software, services, devices, and solutions worldwide. It operates through three main segments: productivity and business processes, intelligent cloud, and more personal computing. That includes everything from Office 365 and LinkedIn to Azure and Windows, plus gaming with Xbox. The company is led by CEO Satya Nadella, and it's headquartered in Redmond, Washington. With over 228,000 full-time employees, this is a massive operation. But what really sets Microsoft apart today is its aggressive pivot toward artificial intelligence. They've integrated AI across their entire product stack, from Copilot in Office to Azure AI services, and they're spending big to make sure they stay ahead. Let's talk about where the money comes from. In fiscal year 2025, Microsoft generated just under $282 billion in total revenue. The biggest chunk by far came from server products and cloud services, which brought in over $98 billion. That's your Azure and related infrastructure. Microsoft 365 commercial products and cloud services added another $87.8 billion. Gaming contributed about $23.5 billion. LinkedIn did $17.8 billion, and Windows and devices each added around $17.3 billion. Search advertising brought in nearly $14 billion. Geographically, the United States accounted for about $144.5 billion, while the rest of the world contributed $137.2 billion. So it's a pretty balanced global business, but the cloud and AI segments are clearly the growth engines. Now let's dig into the earnings. In fiscal year 2025, Microsoft reported net income of nearly $102 billion, up from $88 billion the year before. That's a 16% increase. Earnings per diluted share came in at $13.64 compared to $11.80 in 2024. Operating income hit $128.5 billion, and gross profit was almost $194 billion. The company's net profit margin is a stunning 39.3%. That's incredibly high for a company of this scale. Return on equity is over 33%, and return on invested capital is above 21%. These are world-class numbers. The company also generated $136 billion in operating cash flow, and after capital expenditures of $64.5 billion, free cash flow was $71.6 billion. That's a ton of cash, even after massive investment in data centers and AI infrastructure. Now, if we look at the most recent quarter, Q2 of fiscal 2026, revenue came in at $81.3 billion, which was a healthy beat. Azure and other cloud services grew nearly 34%, and the AI run rate hit $37 billion annually. That's a huge number. The company also noted that AI is starting to contribute meaningfully to the bottom line, not just the top line. However, management did flag that capital expenditures are expected to remain elevated as they continue to build out capacity. The key takeaway here is that the AI investment cycle is real, and Microsoft is at the center of it. They're seeing strong demand, and they're betting big that this pays off over the long term. Let's take a quick walk through the balance sheet. As of the end of fiscal 2025, Microsoft had over $30 billion in cash and cash equivalents and total current assets of $191 billion. Total assets stood at $619 billion. On the liability side, total current liabilities were $140 million and total liabilities were $275 billion. That leaves shareholders' equity at $343 billion. The company has a debt-to-equity ratio of just 0.14, which is very conservative. The current ratio is 1.28 and the quick ratio is 1.27, so liquidity is solid. Retained earnings have grown to $237.7 billion, reflecting decades of profitable operations. This is a fortress balance sheet. They have the financial firepower to weather downturns and continue investing aggressively. Now for the SWOT analysis. Let's start with strengths. Microsoft's financial performance is absolutely robust. Revenue of $81 billion in a single quarter with a 39% net margin is best in class. The Azure Cloud Platform is the number two player behind Amazon, but it's growing faster and has deeper integration with enterprise software. The AI run rate of $37 billion is a massive competitive advantage. They also have a diversified revenue base across cloud, productivity, gaming, and LinkedIn, which reduces reliance on any single segment. The balance sheet is pristine, and the brand is one of the most trusted in enterprise technology. On the weakness side, Microsoft is heavily dependent on the enterprise market. If there's a sustained economic downturn, corporate IT spending could slow, which would hit Azure and Office 365 subscriptions. The company also faces intense competition from Amazon Web Services and Google Cloud, as well as from open source alternatives. And while AI is a huge opportunity, it's also incredibly capital intensive. The $64.5 billion in CapEx last year is a lot of money, and there's no guarantee that all of it will generate the expected returns. Opportunities are massive. The AI market is still in its early innings. Microsoft is embedding AI into every product, from Copilot in Office to Azure AI services, and that could drive significant revenue growth for years. The Pentagon just awarded Microsoft a $9.7 billion contract to consolidate software licenses across the military, which is a huge win. International expansion, especially in emerging markets, also offers a long runway. And the gaming segment, with Xbox and Game Pass, continues to grow. Threats include regulatory scrutiny. Microsoft is under fire in some areas, including a recent controversy over threatening a security researcher with criminal investigation. That kind of PR risk can damage trust. There's also the risk of AI regulation that could slow down deployment or increase costs, and competition from other tech giants like Google and Amazon, as well as from nimble startups, means Microsoft can't rest on its laurels. Let's look at recent performance. Over the past week, Microsoft is up over 8%. Over the past month, it's up over 10%. The three-month performance is up nearly 15%. But if you zoom out to 6 months, it's down about 8.5%. So there's been some volatility. The one-year performance is slightly negative, down about 2.5%. That tells you that the stock has had a rough patch, but the recent momentum is strong. The forward PE ratio has compressed significantly, which is one reason analysts are getting more bullish. Historically, Microsoft traded at forward PE multiples in the low 30s. Right now, it's around 19 to 20 on a forward basis, depending on the estimate. That's a significant discount to its historical average, and it suggests that the market may be underestimating the earnings power of the AI investments. So what's the stock actually worth? Let's run through the valuation. The model that best fits Microsoft here is the forward PE approach, and our confidence in this model is high. The reason is simple. Analyst estimates are present, there's a clear earnings trajectory, and the company has a long history of predictable growth. The AI system gave this model a fitness score of 92 out of 100, which is excellent. The fair value, based on this forward PE framework, comes out to about $463 per share. The current price is around $373, which implies an upside of about 24%. That's a meaningful margin of safety. The five-year base CAGR projection is about 4.4%, which is reasonable given the current valuation and growth expectations. What drives this valuation? First, the forward PE target is set at 28, which is below the historical average of around 33. That's a conservative assumption, reflecting the fact that growth is decelerating from the hypergrowth phase. Second, the shares outstanding are expected to decline at a very modest CER of negative 0.1%, so buybacks aren't a huge driver here. Third, the free cash flow conversion is expected to normalize from elevated CapEx levels, with ratios moving from 70% to 80% over the projection period. And fourth, the terminal PE is kept at 15 as a conservative anchor, which provides a floor for the valuation. All right, here's my take. Verdict: I'm bullish on Microsoft. The upside case is clear. You have a company with a dominant position in cloud and AI, a fortress balance sheet, and a valuation that's compressed to levels we haven't seen in years. The $37 billion AI run rate is real, and it's growing fast. The Pentagon contract is a massive validation of their enterprise credibility, and the stock is trading at a forward PE of around 19, which is cheap relative to history and relative to the growth trajectory. If the market re-rates the stock to even 25 times earnings, you're looking at significant upside. The risk case? The biggest risk is that the AI CapEx cycle doesn't deliver the returns investors expect. If Azure growth slows, or if competition from AWS and Google intensifies, the stock could stay range-bound. There's also regulatory risk, and the recent security researcher controversy is a reminder that Microsoft isn't immune to reputational damage. A broader economic slowdown could also hit enterprise spending. My trigger for buying here is the current valuation. If you're a long-term investor, I think this is a compelling entry point. I'd put it on the watch list and consider adding on any dips. For the five-year outlook, let's put some numbers on it. If you invest $10,000 today at the current price of around $373 and the stock delivers the base case CAGR of 4.4%, your ending value would be about $12,407. That's a modest return, but it's also a very conservative estimate. If the market re-rates the stock and growth accelerates, the upside could be much larger. I think the risk-reward here is skewed to the upside. So that's Microsoft, a cash-generating machine, a leader in AI, and a stock that's actually gotten cheaper while the business has gotten stronger. It's not going to double overnight, but for patient investors, it looks like a solid long-term hold. As always, do your own research and never invest more than you can afford to lose. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.